This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, September 9. Praise, honor, adoration. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 103. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all His heavenly hosts, you His servants who do His will. Praise the Lord, all His works everywhere in His dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Let's look at some of the types of prayer Jesus shows us in the Lord's Prayer. The place to begin is with praise, honor, and adoration in prayer. Jesus taught us to pray, Father, hallowed be your name, recognizing God's character of being holy, majestic, all-powerful, sovereign over all things, and the source of true wisdom and love. It's important to remember that prayer should begin with praising and honoring God, recognizing all that God is and all that God has done for us. This is often called adoration of God. Too often in prayer, before we give God glory and honor, we ask God to give us something or to do something for us or for our loved ones. The prayer of adoration is something we must practice. It can take some effort on our part. But as with many things, the more we practice adoring God, the easier it gets. And we can begin by simply praying verses of Scripture that show us how awesome God is. We can read a passage like Psalm 103 out loud, for example. As we prayerfully say these verses about God's greatness, it doesn't take long before we begin to actually experience the glory of God. Our prayer moves from talking to God to enjoying the presence of God. So before we ask God to do something, let's first give God the glory due His name. Pray with me. Lord, you are perfect, holy, majestic, and worthy of all our praise. Help us to focus on your glory, faithfulness, and love as we bring our requests to you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.